You're listening to The World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. The last year has taught us to deal with tremendous adversity, be it physical or psychological. Our next guest had a head start on dealing with the trauma of a life-changing experience. Samantha Crane had been performing as a singer-songwriter for several years when she came into some terrible luck. She was in 3 car accidents in 3 months. And along with the host of other issues, it prevented her from performing or even picking up a guitar for a while. But she's overcome that incredible setback to release an album in 2020, A Small Death, and now an EP, 2021's I Guess We Live Here Now. The records are 2 sides of a coin, coming to terms with her accident and moving forward from it. I talked to Samantha about her perseverance and how her experience prepared her for the pandemic and what attribute is most helpful for dealing with trauma. First, we get started with a performance of the song Bloomsday. This is Samantha Crane here on The World Cafe.
Every chance I got, if you're buying into it, let me co-sign. I got the best bet on the block. See, it's just the feeling I was waiting. I know you're talking, but I shut you out. Blacked out on something out of nowhere. And we're not even worried about it.
It is Samantha Crane, recorded live for The World Cafe. That's a performance of Pastime. You can find it on her 2020 album, A Small Death. Her new EP is out now. It's called I Guess We Live Here Now. I'm Kaleo. Joining us from Norman, Oklahoma is Samantha Crane. Samantha, welcome back to the cafe.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. You call the new EP a postscript to your 2020 album, A Small Death. And, you know, we heard the song Pastime from the album up at the top. And I'd be remiss, since we haven't had the chance to talk about the full-length album, if you're willing, if you're comfortable, to tell us sort of about the circumstances that led to that record.
Yeah, so basically coming out of 2017, I was experiencing quite a lot of pain due to some tendonitis and carpal tunnel issues that I've had for a long time. And also sort of on the brink of like a burnout, meltdown sort of thing, just from, you know, various things, substance abuse and, you know, undealt with trauma, things like that. And it all sort of came to a head that summer because I was in 3 car wrecks in a row, all within a period of like 3 months. I like to preface that by saying I'm not a bad driver. This was just like a weird spot of luck or unluck or what have you. But it sort of just exacerbated all those problems. I got the pain that I was experiencing just sort of went off the charts, the physical pain, and then also sort of my mental state just started deteriorating pretty quickly due to a lot of like the financial uncertainties of those car wrecks, and then also just started getting really depressed due to not being able to like play or anything like that. And I got to the point where I couldn't really even use my hands, and I was just sort of at home by myself without the ability to work or tour or play or really anything. And it was just like a really dark time for me, and I didn't think that I was it just felt like I was sort of, you know, at the very, very bottom of the barrel, I guess. And through various sort of therapies and support from my community and friends, I slowly started getting use of my hands back and started working on just myself in general, sort of getting to know myself from scratch again, who I was outside of, you know, being a musician, I think. And during that time, I was sort of just writing little bits of things. I didn't think I was going to make records anymore. It felt like that was kind of like the end of things.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt. That's kind of what I imagine must be the hardest thing. As you said, you aren't necessarily thinking about life as a musician. You're thinking about life as a person.
Yeah, I was just like, I was in such a survival mode that it just felt like I'm just trying to stay alive here, not worrying about like how this is going to play into some sort of creative process. And so it was more just for my own mental well-being that I was keeping notes of ideas or little bits of poems and things like that. And, you know, after about a year and a half, when I started feeling a bit better and felt like I could, you know, hold a guitar again or play the piano a little bit, I just sort of started pouring through a lot of those little notes that I had been keeping over the year and a half. And, yeah, all these songs from A Small Death sort of just poured out of me as my experience or things that I had been keeping kind of pushed down for a long time, kind of coming to the surface. And there wasn't any expectation of it even being an album. Like I'd kind of come to the end of my record deal. And so it was just sort of like, there was no pressure from anywhere to make a record. And so there was this real freedom with just cataloging my journey, I think.
Yeah. And I read a story about, you know, you sort of having a song that kind of came to you when you picked up the guitar for the first time, imagining thinking about taking a year off from not holding your instrument in your hand. Can you tell us a little bit about An Echo?
To me, it was really the starting point of that whole record. Like that was the song that sort of domino effect the rest of these songs coming out of me.
Let's listen to a little bit of An Echo from A Small Death, It's Samantha Crane here on The World Cafe.
Somehow between us, the air became so thick we couldn't reach to the other, an insurmountable divider, and I clawed at my throat, thinking Eero must have cursed me. I can't say the things I need to. I am just an echo bouncing off your forehead. It's tilted down and to the right. You can't even look me in the eye.
Ooh. That's a little bit of an echo. That is from Samantha Crane, A Small Death, here on The World Cafe. She's our guest. Yeah, that's a lot to overcome.
Yeah, I think for me, my whole thing is toughness. Like, that's so much of my, that's so much of my personality that, like, kind of led me to the point where I got to be like in this sort of breaking point, I think. And so for me, this was like a real discovery of vulnerability and how important it is. For me, it wasn't like makes you tougher. It's you're already tough enough. You've got to know when to like ask for help. You've got to know when to stop. You've got to know when to take a break. You've got to know where to set boundaries, or else, you know, this is what happens. This is like how things just crumble.
Well, we really appreciate you sort of taking us through that experience. That means a lot to us. This is The World Cafe. We're here with Samantha Crane. The new EP is I Guess We Live Here Now. And we're going to talk about the EP in a moment. And to give a taste of it to our audience, we've got a live performance coming up of Bloomsday. It's such a cool song, but it's one of those great songs where you can sort of dive deeper because there are little threads that reveal themselves, you know, several references here at play, including James Joyce, the lyrics from a traditional song that you get to sort of incorporate the lyrics into. How did this come together?
So during the pandemic, I was working sort of part-time at a grocery store, and there was one day that I was feeling particularly just sort of awful, just like in a bad mood. I think upset that I was having to work through a lot of this sort of like unsafe and uncertain conditions, I think. And I just started humming the song, This Little Light of Mine. It's a song that was in my childhood a lot. I have a lot of sort of weird sensory memories tied to it, just because I feel like it was always around. And sometimes I'll just sing it to myself and it makes me feel better, just kind of hum it to myself. And I was just like humming it to myself while I was sort of stocking these shelves, and it immediately sort of made me feel better. And it just made me really aware of how much agency I have over my participation in my day, just like a little thing like that. And I was looking at this poem that I had written, that were a lot of the verses to Bloomsday, and it seemed to kind of mesh together really well. Bloomsday is from James Joyce's Ulysses, and that novel is just sort of a cataloging of Leopold Bloom's just sort of boring day. And I think it really just by sticking those verses with sort of a reworking of This Little Light of Mine, it sort of became an anthem about the possibility of sort of each new day, without sounding too cheesy, but it feels like a lot of times we're just being kind of pulled along in life. But we do have the instrumentality to find light and belief within us, and also change like other people's days for the better as well, too.
Let's listen to it. This is recorded live for the World Cafe. It's Samantha Crane with Bloomsday. That's Bloomsday, recorded live by our guest, Samantha Crane. The new EP is I Guess We Live Here Now. You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. The new EP, I Guess We Live Here Now, sort of, I mean, it feels like a nice sort of bookend to a small death, you know, a life kind of life-changing record. What were you thinking about and how they connect together and what you wanted to do with this EP?
Well, after I finished A Small Death, I sort of started reflecting on like the person that I had become, like what that experience had turned me into, and kind of thinking about all of the tools that I had found on my journey, like all of the little tricks of survival that I had learned during that struggle. And I think I just had these four songs that sort of felt like an expression of myself increasingly at peace with uncertainties and sort of beginning that lifelong process of finding balance between ambition and satisfaction. And I think like it feels like the postscript of like the worst case scenario letter, like the part the part like after just the worst thing that you can think of happens, and then the breath is taken, the like relief is sighed, and then that thought like enters your mind that there is no unbearable burden if you are still alive. So that's sort of the person that I was thinking about when I was writing this EP.
It sounds simple, but it's also, you know, profound. And I think especially in the last year with what everyone's gone through, you know, sort of we've all become a little bit more resilient and maybe a little bit more vulnerable going through this process. Did you feel like you were more prepared to write these songs and be in this moment because of the last 3 years?
I do feel like I kind of started the process that so many people have gone through over the past year of just like their lives being taken from them, like their normalcy. And then in some cases, their friends and family members, just like their whole life being sort of flattened in some way. And then having to slowly sort of bit by bit piece things together and get to know themselves from scratch outside of who they are working in this like machine of a life that they've built. And then probably finding some peace in that, probably finding a lot of joy in the slowdown, finding things that they enjoy that they wouldn't have had a chance to find. And then coming out on the other side of that, I definitely feel like I started that process in a way like 2 years earlier. And so for me to write about this, I think that that's why a lot of these songs are sort of striking a chord with some people right now, because it's basically the same process. It's just that I've had, you know, a couple of years to record and write and release it. And now people are hearing it while they're going through it, I think.
Yeah. Did you end up being the person that you could dole out some advice? You were prepared to help your friends through this?
I try not to be that person, because I am very much just by nature the person that wants to like have the answers. And so when I start doling out advice to people, it can probably start sounding really annoying really fast. So I try to just sort of nod and listen, because I don't want to be that person that's like, well, let me tell you about my experiences and how I got through.
Up next on the World Cafe with Samantha Crane, our guest, we're going to hear a performance of Malachi Goodbye. Can you talk a little bit about the setup on this song?
Rarely do we have the ability to have such like clarity and assuredness, like in a relationship situation, whenever it's our own experience. We always can give really good advice and tell someone like, you don't need to see that person anymore if they're making you feel that way. So I think it's just about like accessing this strength, finding the empowerment to just be like, oh, you know, this just isn't working. So we're just going to have to call it. So that's all this song is about. It's pretty simple, like kiss off song.
All right. Well, with that in mind, let's take a listen to it. Recorded live for the World Cafe, Samantha Crane, Malachi Goodbye.
You lit a match beside it, a line from a poem of mine, like that would lend a favorable kiss. But I let go your hand. Street lights spill in, the cab is right. To South Norwood and Woodside. Malachi, goodbye. Cannot be named. I'm never the same. From birth, you see a rise and a fall, a hymn and a hall. In life and time, you best collide. You wouldn't know how to abide. Be alone. I wish you well. If I bear in mind to wish anything your way, it's late. I'll miss my bus home. This may be the end.
That's a performance of Malachi Goodbye. It's from our guest, Samantha Crane. The new EP is I Guess We Live Here Now. I'm Kaleo on The World Cafe. You know, we have returned guests to the show. It's been 11 years since you last joined us. Listening to you talk to host emeritus David Dye at 22 was fascinating.
Oh.
You know, talking about touring and living in Boston. And I'm curious, what do you remember back from that period of your career as you're shaking your head?
I don't remember anything. And I'm sure like anything I said was a lie, honestly. Like I was such a snot. I took a lot of things for granted back then. I think I was pretty insincere in a lot of ways. And so I thought most interviews were sort of like a joke. Like I had a very, I mean, Bob Dylan, like early Bob Dylan was like my hero at the time. So anytime that I could like piss off somebody, I was fully trying to do that. So I don't know how I came across in that interview. But I'm sure that I was like making a bunch of stuff up and being really snotty and just kind of being, trying my best Bob Dylan impersonation. That's like the that's why I'm nodding my head, because it's just like I can't imagine what it was like.
Well, first off, you were not a snot.
Okay, good.
So that was good. And secondly, I think everybody in their early 20s goes through a little bit of that process where you're trying to like sort of sort out who you are, and you know your influences are there. You wear them on your sleeve, and early Bob Dylan is not somebody I would want to talk to as an interviewer, just because. It would be sort of theater of the mind. Like, what are they making up now? Which ties in perfectly to my next question, which was, what would you tell your younger self back then if you got a minute with them? And maybe you don't want to say anything to him. Maybe, you know, you obviously led you to this point, but say it didn't affect your future, didn't affect who you are presently. What advice would you want to offer younger you?
I think it would be pretty simple. Honestly, it would just be like, you are enough, like as who you are. Like, you don't have to pretend to be someone that you're not. You don't have to, like people are going to like you and appreciate you for you. You don't have to, you're worthy enough as who you are. I think that was something that like I was not told very often. And so whenever I did get any sort of attention, whenever I first started making music, I was just sort of always acting out because I was seeing, like, you know, what parts of this, what parts of myself are things that, like, people are responding to, and what parts do I need to, like, shove down and hide away? And what it ended up doing was just, like, confusing me even more, I think. And so I think just to have, like, a nice mentor patting me on the back through all of that, just being like, you're good, like, you're enough, you're fine, would have probably been very helpful.
There you go. Well, we're here with Samantha Crane. This is The World Cafe. The new EP is I Guess We Live Here Now. We're going to close it out with actually a track from 2020's A Small Death. Tell us a little bit about Joey.
Joey, I wrote sort of as a letter to a friend that I've had for about 13 years. There's something like really special about those friendships, where you don't have to give like background information. Like they already know the context that you exist in because they experienced it along with you. I think most of the time a friendship like that feels really great. It feels like really good to just be known and understood. But for someone like me, who's kind of like prone to nostalgia, I think those thoughts of like the good parts of youth that you tend to like romanticize kind of creep in now and then. So really it was just sort of a song that was written about that feeling of like looking at a picture and saying like, I know that that's me. I know I went through that, but I don't remember that at all.
Cool. Let's hear it. This is Samantha Crane. This is Joey, recorded live for The World Cafe.
Joey, why don't you come around and see me? Got plenty of room now that I live alone. Last time I saw you, you were walking in the middle. Your face was sweaty and your outfit was gone. I don't mind if you spill your wine. I know it's different, but we'll figure it out. Sometimes I feel like my memories never happened. Could you remind me, take me back for a night? Was it eyes anymore? 100 small deaths, 100 before. I am a revolving door. Shop down on Main Street. It pays the bills and keeps my head screwed on tight. But I feel afraid, 'cause we were never for staying. So narrow, so straight, and oh, can't see through those eyes anymore. 100 small deaths, 100 before. I'm a revolving door. I'm a revolving door. So what is time but a thief among men? Just stay. Joy, I need you more than ever before now. You are the gentle, lonely key to my path. I want to reminisce, remember the springtime. I can rewind, but I need you to play.
That is a live recording of Samantha Crane here on the World Cafe. Her two latest releases, 2020's A Small Death, the album, is available now, as well as her new EP, I Guess We Live Here Now. Samantha, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
That's Samantha Crane. We'll be back in a moment with more World Cafe.